अखंडम सच्चिदानंदम अवांग मनस गोचरम आत्मानमखिलाधारम आश्रये भीष्ट सिद्धये। पेज नंबर 64। अस्याप्येषा व्यष्टिः स्थूलशरीरम् अन्नविकारत्वादेव हेतोः अन्नमयकोशः जाग्रत इति च उच्यते। So far we have seen the sthula sharira and sthula prapancha. How the sthula sharira and sthula prapancha came from the five elements. The pancha bhutas underwent the process of panchikarana, and after the process of panchikarana, the gross elements came, and the gross elements combined to form the whole sthula prapancha, the gross world, gross universe, and also this bodies, gross bodies, which are nothing but parts of gross universe. Our bodies are also parts of the universe only. So now the author said, there is a samashti sthula sharira. All the sthula shariras put together is called one samashti sthula sharira. And the chaitanya presiding over, the chaitanya associated with the samashti sthula sharira is called Virat or Vaishwanaraha. Vaishwanara is nothing but Ishwara in the sthula level. When the Vaishwanara, the Ishwara, is associated with the samashti karana sharira, he is called Ishwara or Antaryami. When he is associated with the samashti sukshma sharira, he is called Hiranyagarbha or Sutratma. When he is associated with the samashti sthula sharira, he is called Virat or Vaishwanara. In fact, the word Ishwara can be used for all these three. Even though in this book the word Ishwara is used only for the Chaitanya associated with Samashti Karana Sharira, the word Ishwara can be used for all these three. The Chaitanya associated with Samashti Karana Sharira, Samashti Sukshma Sharira, and Samashti Sthula Sharira. So therefore, the Antaryami is also Ishwara. Hiranyagarbha is also nothing but Ishwara. It's just a level. Before the Sukshma Shariras came, he was Antaryami. After Sthula Shari, Sukshma Shariras came, he becomes Hiranyagarbha. Like the same person is Prajna when I am sleeping. The same person becomes Taijasa when I am dreaming. The same person becomes Vishwa when I am waking. So like that, in the Samashti level also, the same Ishwara becomes Antaryami Hiranyagarbha and Virat. It is all Ishvara. All three are Ishvara only. There is no three in fact. The same thing is looked upon as three. So now, the author said, the Vyashti Sthula Sharira is called Annamaya Kosha because it is Anna Vikara. It is the modification of Anna, whatever we have eaten. And also it is called Jagrata. Another name for this Sthula Sharira is Jagrata. Why it is called Jagrata? Because I have identification with this Sthula Sharira only in the Jagrata Avastha, only in the waking state. Therefore, this Sthula Sharira is sometimes called Jagrata. Jagrat iti cha uchyate. In dream, I don't have identification with the Sthula Sharira. In dream only Sukshma Sharira and Karana Sharira are there. In deep sleep I don't have identification with the Sthula Sharira. Only Karana Sharira is there. Only in the waking state I have identification with the Sthula Sharira. Therefore it is Jagrata. So now, in this Jagrata Avastha only, we experience this Sthula Prapancha. This external gross universe, including our body. Similarly, Ishvara also experiences the gross universe when only at the time of Ishvara's Jagrata Avastha. Ishvara's Jagrata Avastha is Srishti. Pralaya is Ishvara's deep sleep. Ishvara's Sushupti is Pralaya. Ishvara's dream is before the creation came totally, there was only Sukshma Prapancha. That is Ishvara's dream. It may be at the time of Srishti or at the time of Pralaya. Ishvara can have dream. Two dreams. One is before going to sleep, another is after while waking up from sleep. Like that. So dream, Ishvara's dream. Then there is Ishvara's Jagrata Avastha. This is Ishvara's Jagrata Avastha. Even when we sleep, Ishvara is awake. That is his Jagrata Avastha. So, in Jiva's Jagrata Avastha and also in Ishvara's Jagrata Avastha. In Jiva's Jagrata Avastha, Jiva is called Vishwa, becomes Vishwa. And Ishvara's Jagrata Avastha, Ishvara becomes Vaishvanara. At the time of the Jagrata Avastha, we will read this paragraph. Tadanim etau Vishwa Vaishvanarau Digvatarka Varuna Ashvibhihi Kraman Niyantritena Shotradi Indriya Panchakena Kramat Shabda Sparsha Rupa Rasa Gandhan Agni Indra Upendra Yama Prajapati Bhihi Kraman Niyantritena Vagadi Indriya Panchakena Kramat Vachana Adana Gamana Visarga Anandan Chandra Chaturmukha శంకర అచ్యుతైహి క్రమాన్ నియంత్రితేనా మనోబుద్ధి అహంకార చిత్తాఖ్యేన అంతరింద్రియ చతుష్కేణ క్రమాత్ సంకల్ప నిశ్చయ అహంకార్య చైతాంశ్చ సర్వానేతాన్ స్థూల విషయాన్ అనుభవతః జాగరిత స్థానో బహిష్ప్రజ్ఞః ఇత్యాది శ్రుతేః. So tadani means at the time of jagrat avastha. For jiva it is our jagrat avastha. For Ishvara it is his jagrat avastha, srishti avastha. Vishva vaishvanarau, etau vishva vaishvanarau, these two, etau, vishva and vaishvanara. The individual and the Vaishvanara. What do they do? Sthula Vishayan Anubhavataha. See, the third line from bottom. Third line from below. Sthula Vishayan Anubhavataha. They experience Sthula Vishaya. They experience the gross objects. Only in the Jagrat Avastha. Because in the Swapna Avastha, in the dream state, the Sthula Vishaya is not experienced. Whatever we experience is only Sukshma Vishaya. Only in the waking state, we experience the Sthula Vishayas. The external world. And for experiencing the external world, we require some means. Unlike in the dream. In the dream there is no external world. The world is internal only. Therefore we don't require the indriyas, the senses in the dream. In the dream the senses are not active. Your indriyas are not active in the dream state. They are all closed. Eyes are closed. Ears are also not closed, but they are not functioning. Even if somebody says nearby, you won't listen. So like that, all the indriyas are not functioning. Body is not functioning. Indriyas are not functioning. But in the waking state, the indriyas are all active. In fact, the Jagrat Avastha is defined as the state when indriyas are active. The state when senses are active. So any external object is experienced through the indriyas. And now the author is telling in this big paragraph, what all objects are experienced with what all indriyas. We have 10 indriyas. 5 jnanendriyas and 5 karmendriyas. And all these 10 indriyas cannot function without an inner indriya that is called antahkarana. Antarindriya or antahkarana, which consists of manas, buddhi, ahankara and chitta. Without that antarindriya, these 10 indriyas are useless. They cannot function. Because guided by that antarindriya only, these 10 indriyas can function. So, the author is telling, Shotradi indriya panchakena. See the second line from top. Shotradi indriya panchakena. There are 5 jnanendriyas. Shotradi. Shotra, tvak, chakshuhu, jihva, ghranam. Shotram, sense of hearing. Tvak, sense of touch. Chakshuhu, sense of sight. Jihva, sense of taste. And ghranam, sense of smell. Like that, indriya panchaka. 5 indriyas. Kramat shabdasparsha rupa rasa gandhan. Kramat. Respectively. Shabdasparsha rupa rasa gandhan. These are the 5 objects. 5 vishayas. For those 5 indriyas. What are they? Shabda. For Shrotrendriya. Shabda Vishaya. For Tvagindriya, Sparsha is the Vishaya. For Chakshurindriya, Rupa is the Vishaya. Color is the Vishaya. For this Rasanendriya, sense of taste. Rasa is the Vishaya. Taste is the Vishaya. And for Ghrana, Gandha is the Vishaya. So, shabdasparsha rupa rasa gandhan kramat anubhavatah. Respectively, they experience. And one more thing is told. Digvatarka varuna ashvibhihi kraman niyantritena. In our shastras, there is the mention of adhishthana devatas, presiding deities. We have to understand what these presiding deities are. Suppose your phone. You have a phone. All of you have phones. Both mobile and landline. We say it is our phone. My phone, I say. My phone. And I feel a sense of possession. And in a sense of possession, there is a freedom. Like, I am free to use my phone, whatever way I like. And I am proud of that. But if you think a little more, is it totally your phone? Are you totally free to use that phone by yourself? No. Because you can make use of the phone only when it is blessed by the signal from the BSNL. The BSNL signal has to come and then only you can use that phone. Like that, we say our indriyas, my eyes, I am able to see, my hand, I am able to do work, and we are proud of it. But the Shastra says, it is not your eyes or your hands. There is another person above you, who is blessing your eyes, because of which you are able to see. Without the blessing of that adhishthana devata, you won't be able to see. Your eyes will not function. The Shastra says, I am able to see because the Adhishthana Devata, the presiding deity of this eye, is enabling me to see. What is this presiding deity? This presiding deity is nothing but the aspect of Ishvara. We know that Ishvara is everywhere. Ishvara is immanent and he is sustaining the whole universe. And therefore any activity which is taking place in this universe is by the blessing of Ishvara only. And similarly, he is present in each and every organ. And therefore, the aspect presiding over that particular organ, the aspect of Ishvara presiding over that particular organ, that particular system, is called Adhishthana Devata. So like that, everything has one Adhishthana Devatas. Even in my body, there are Adhishthana Devatas for various things. Eyes have one Adhishthana Devata. Buddhi has one Adhishthana Devata. Hands have one Adhishthana Devata. Like that. And external world also, there are Adhishthana Devatas. Sun has one Adhishthana Devata. Moon has one Adhishthana Devata. Vayu, wind has one Adhishthana Devata. Like that, there are various Adhishthana Devatas. They are nothing but Ishvara. The aspects of Ishvara present in that particular system and blessing that particular system, because of which that particular system is able to function. And what is the use of the Shastra telling that there is this Adhishthana Devata? There are two things which Shastra wants us to do by knowing that there are Adhishthana Devatas. There are various Devatas. One thing is, the Shastra asks us to pay homage to these Adhishthana Devatas. To pay homage to the Devatas. It is like paying to your phone connections, the phone bill, the electricity bill, you pay. Why you pay? Because they are helping you in maintaining your life, in sustaining your life, in doing your function. Like that, all these Devatas are also blessing us and enable us to conduct our life. Therefore, the Shastra says, we should not be thankless to these Devatas. Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter. Devan bhavayata nena, te deva bhavayantu vaha, parasparam bhavayantaha, sheyav paramavapsyatha, ishtan bhogan hivo deva, dasyante yajna bhavitaha, tairdattana pradayaibhyo, yo bhungte stena evasaha. So, since the Devatas are blessing you and enabling you to live your life properly, in all the forms, in the form of seeing or whatever function you do, the sun is there, he is giving light, the cloud is giving rain, all these are Adhishthana Devatas. If you don't pay back, it is a thanklessness. And Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, he is a thief. He is a thief. That means he will get papa. There is papa. And therefore the Shastra says, one should pay their homage to the Devatas. How? In the form of the Nitya Karmas. In the form of the regular karmas. Whatever karma one does, like some ritual all of us are supposed to have as a Deva Yajna. It may be just keeping a picture of any Devata, any God, any deity, and do some puja, at least offer a flower, light a lamp, and chant some stotra, Vishnu Sahasranama, or Lalita Sahasranama, or any small stotra. Do some japa. All these things can serve the purpose of Deva Yajna. Those who have proper sandhya vandana or proper puja at home, it is well and good. If they don't have, they should do something or the other. So that is Deva Yajna. And by means of this Deva Yajna, you are paying your bill to the devatas. If you don't pay, there will be papa. The Shastra says, Tena Eva Saha. He is a thief and he incurs papa. Pratyavaya. Because you are using that resource and you are not paying back. That is why the Nitya Karma is very, very important. Even this Ganesha Puja, we do once in a year, Ganesha Chaturthi. That is also in a way offering our homage to Ganesha. Ganesha is the presiding deity over the Vigna, the obstacles in our path to success. Therefore, once in a year, all are supposed to do a puja to Ganesha. Maybe individually or collectively, as we have done here. Because he is the presiding deity over the Vigna and he removes all the Vignas. So that is one thing, to pay our homage to the presiding deities. And second thing is, when we know these presiding deities, Adhishthana Devatas, they work as the altars to our prayer. Specific prayers. There are two types of prayers. One is general prayer, another is specific prayer. General prayer is let all should be good. All these things are general prayer. Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha is a general prayer. Or let me be happy, even that's a general prayer. There can be some specific prayers. For example, some people have eye problem. There is a problem in the eye. And he is praying for removal of that particular problem in the eyes. A good health of the eyes. For that, he can pray to the presiding deity of the eyes. Who is the presiding deity for the eyes? Aditya. And therefore he chants Aditya Hridaya. There is a stotra called Aditya Hridaya Stotram. It comes as a part of Ramayana. So that is a specific prayer addressed to a particular presiding deity. So like that we have presiding deities. So Digvata Arka Varuna Ashvifihi Kramanyantritena. So kramat, respectively, niyantritena, they are controlled. All these five senses, shrotra, etc., are respectively controlled by these five devatas. దిక్ దిక్ దేవత కంట్రోల్స్ ద శ్రోత్రేంద్రియ వాత వాయుదేవత కంట్రోల్స్ ద త్వగింద్రియ అర్క అర్క మీన్స్ ఆదిత్య సన్ కంట్రోల్స్ ద చక్షురింద్రియ వరుణ దేవత కంట్రోల్స్ ద రసనేంద్రియ అండ్ అశ్విభి అశ్విని కుమారాస్ దే కంట్రోల్ ద పృథివీ సారీ దిస్ ఘ్రాణేంద్రియ ఘ్రాణస్య అశ్వినౌ అశ్విని కుమారాస్ కంట్రోల్ ద ఘ్రాణేంద్రియ బికాస్ టూ ఆర్ దే వీ హావ్ టూ నాస్ట్రిల్స్ so one nostril is controlled by one ashwini kumara each yeah so like that five senses of knowledge by means of the five senses of knowledge we experience five objects shabda sparsha roopa rasa and gandha And not only that, we can do certain works also. And working is also an experience. So that is told, Vagadi Indriya Panchakena. See the fourth line middle. Vagadi Indriya Panchakena. By the five Indriyas, Vak etc., వాక్ పాణి పాద పాయు ఉపస్థ ఫైవ్ కర్మేంద్రియాస్ క్రమాత్ వచన ఆదాన గమన విసర్గ ఆనందాన్ క్రమాత్ రెస్పెక్టివ్లీ వాట్ ఆర్ ద ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ వి ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ వాట్ ఆర్ ద విషయాస్ వచన స్పీచ్ బై వాగింద్రియ ఆదాన ఆదాన మీన్స్ హోల్డింగ్ ఆర్ టేకింగ్ is the function of Pani Indriya. The Indriya in the hand, it is called Pani Indriya. Pada, Gamana, walking. Visarga, excretion, is the function of Payu Indriya. And Ananda, enjoyment is the function of upastha indriya. Like that five karmas, five types of karmas we do in the sthula sthula, in the jagradavastha. And what are the devatas for these five indriyas, five karmendriyas? Agni Indra Upendra Yama Prajapati Bhihi Kramanyantritena. These five karmendriyas are kramanyantritena, controlled by what all? Agni. Agni means fire. Agni, Agni Devata is the one who controls Vagindriya. Indra. Indra controls the Panindriya. Upendra. Padendriya. Yama is the controller of the Payu Indriya. And Prajapati is the controller of Upastha Indriya. So like that we have 10 Bahyendriyas. 5 Karmendriyas and 5 Jnanendriyas are the Bahyendriyas. The external Indriyas. Because they are called external indriyas. Because they come in contact with the external objects directly. If we have to come with the external objects, come in contact with the external objects directly, it is only through these 10 bahyendriyas. It is like external affairs minister. Whatever you have to do with the other countries, it is external affairs ministry. All the others are only internal. So like that. And there is an antarindriya. Antarindriya is like prime minister. So all the other ministers work under the prime minister only. What is this antarindriya? Antahkarana. So this antahkarana consists of four faculties. See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sixth line. Mano buddhi ahankara chittakhyena antarindriya chatushkena. Antarindriya chatushka. There are four faculties, chatushka, fourfold, four faculties of antarindriya, antahkarana. The antahkarana is one, but based on the functions, it is told fourfold. It has four names. What are they? Mano, buddhi, ahankara and chitta. Manas, buddhi, ahankara and chitta. And what do these do? Kramat, sankalpa, nishchaya, ahankarya, chaitanscha. So, manas does sankalpa. Sankalpa means doubt. Vikal, this nishchaya. Buddhi does nishchaya. Buddhi's function is nishchaya. Decision or ascertainment. Ahankarya. Ahankarya means identification. Identification is the function of ahankara. And chaitta. Chaitta means remembrance. Memory is the function of chitta. So like that, four functions are done in the antarindriya. And this antarindriya is, the four faculties of the antarindriya are niyantrita, are controlled by Chandra, Chaturmukha, Shankara and Achyuta respectively. Manas is controlled by Chandra. Chaturmukha, Brahma, is the controller of Buddhi. Shankara is the controller of Ahankara. Achyuta is the controller of Chitta, memory. So like that, we have 11 indriyas. 11 indriyas, because that one antakarana is fourfold. So through these 11 indriyas, by means of these 11 indriyas, we experience all the objects in the Jagradavastha. Sarvan etam sthula vishayan anubhavataha. These two, Vishwa and Vaishwanara, experience all the sthula vishayas. Sarvan etan sthula vishayan. All these sthula vishayas, they experience. And for that, what is the pramana? Mandukya Upanishad says, Jagaritasthano bahishprajnaha ityadishrutehe. There is a Shruti Vakya, Mandukya Upanishad, which says, Jagaritasthano bahishprajnaha. Jagaritasthanaha. Both Vishwa and Vaishwanara are Jagaritasthana. Jagaritam sthanam asya iti Jagaritasthanaha. One who is present in the Jagradavastha is called Jagaritasthana. He is Bahishprajnaha. Bahirvishaye prajna yasya saha. Bahishprajnaha. One whose prajna, awareness, is on the external objects. One who is aware of the external objects, he is called Bahishprajnaha. So Jagaritasthana is Bahishprajna, it is told in the Shruti. నెక్స్ట్ అత్రాపి అనయోహ స్థూల వ్యష్టి సమష్ట్యోహ తదుపహిత విశ్వవైశ్వానరయోహ చ వనవృక్షవత తదవచ్ఛిన్న ఆకాశవచ్చ జలాశయ జలవత్ తద్గత ప్రతిబింబ ఆకాశవచ్చ పూర్వవత్ అభేదః. సో ఇన్ ద సూక్ష్మ లెవెల్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ ద కారణ లెవెల్ వి హావ్ సీన్ దాట్ ద సమష్టి అండ్ వ్యష్టి ఆర్ నాట్ డిఫరెంట్ బికాస్ ద వ్యష్టి ఈస్ ఇన్క్లూడెడ్ ఇన్ ద సమష్టి అండ్ ఆల్సో ద టూ చైతన్యాస్ ద చైతన్య అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ ద వ్యష్టి అండ్ ద చైతన్య అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ ద సమష్టి దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో నాట్ different, they are one and the same, like the space, pot space and room space, the space is same. So that is told in the sthula level also. Now the individual sthula sharira is vyashti, all the sthula shariras put together is the sharira of Virat, Purusha, Ishwara. So my sharira is not different from Ishwara's sharira. Even at the body level, I am not different from Ishwara. Even at the body level, I am not alienated from Ishwara. My body is Ishwara's body. And that is why Ishwara is taking care of my body. Doing all the digestion and all the circulation. Who is doing? Ishwara is doing. I am not even aware of that. I don't know what all things are happening in my body. Who is maintaining? Ishwara is maintaining. So, atra api, here also, in the sthula level also, అనయోః స్థూల వ్యష్టి సమష్ట్యోః దీస్ టూ థింగ్స్ వాట్ ఆర్ దే స్థూల వ్యష్టి అండ్ స్థూల సమష్టి వ్యష్టి స్థూల శరీర అండ్ సమష్టి స్థూల శరీర అండ్ తదుపహిత విశ్వ వైశ్వానరయోః ద విశ్వ అండ్ వైశ్వానర which are associated, which are the chaitanyas associated with the vyashti sthula sharira and the samashti sthula sharira. They have abheda, abhedaha vartate, purvavat abhedaha, last, purvavat abhedaha. Like before means, as we said about the karana and sukshma level, there is abheda. సమష్టి కారణ శరీర అండ్ వ్యష్టి కారణ శరీర హవ్ అభేద ఈశ్వర అండ్ ప్రాజ్ఞ హవ్ అభేద లైక్ దాట్ హియర్ ఆల్సో అభేద పూర్వవత్ అభేద అండ్ ఫార్ దాట్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ ఆర్ గివన్ వనవృక్షవత్ అభేద సో వనవృక్షవత్ అండ్ జలాశయ జలవత్ ఆర్ ద టూ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ ఫార్ ద ఉపాధి అభేద Abheda at the upadhi level. So my sthula sharira is not different from Ishwara's sthula sharira. Why? Because this is individual sthula sharira, like a tree, single tree. And all the sthula shariras put together is the forest. And tree is never independent of forest. Tree is included in the forest. So vanavrikshavat abhedaha and also jalashaya jalavat abhedaha. Jalashaya, a lake, and drops of water. This sharira is like a drop of water. All the shariras put together becomes the whole lake, the universal lake. And this is a drop of water. Abheda, not different. And then the Abheda of the Chaitanyas, Vishwa and Vaishwanara. Vishwa is Abheda, Vishwa is one with the Vaishwanara. There is no two Chaitanya. For that example is given, Vanavriksha Avachinna Akashavat. The Tad Avachinna Akasha. There the Tad has to be substituted with Vanavriksha. Tad refers to Vanavriksha. That, Tad means that. That refers to Vanavriksha. So, Vanavriksha Avachinna Akasha. Vana Avachinna Akasha and Vriksha Avachinna Akasha. In the forest, there is space. Vriksha Avachinna Akasha is the Akasha enclosed by one tree. Vriksha Avachinna. The space enclosed by one tree. And Vana Avachinna Akasha. The space enclosed by the whole forest. They are not different. One and the same space. And then, Jalashaya Jala Pratibimba Akasha. The Akasha, the space reflecting in the Jalashaya, lake. And the space reflecting in one drop of water. They are not different. They are the same. Like that, these two Chaitanyas are also not different. They are same. Evam Panchikrita Panchabhutebhyaha Sthula Prapanchotpattihi. Evam, in this manner, we completed the sthula prapancha utpattihi, the origin of sthula prapancha, the creation of sthula prapancha, the evolution of sthula prapancha. From where? From the panchikrita panchabhutas. From the panchikrita five elements. From the five gross elements. The sthula prapancha came. This we saw. How it came, etc. The author explained. What is the use of knowing this? That the five elements produce this whole world, etc. Because the science says, There are many atoms and molecules, and the atoms and molecules have produced this whole world. And this Shastra talks in another way, five elements, and from five elements this world is produced. So, the two things seem to be contradictory. Is it scientific to say five elements produce the world? They are not contradictory. Because the science has one model and the Shastra has another model. That's all. Two different models. And two models need not be contradictory. Is one way of looking, that is another way of telling. That's all. Then what is the use of this model, five elements and other things? What is the significance? Does it have any utilitarian purpose? Because if we know that this is produced by atom and molecules, it serves some purpose. It has some utilitarian meaning. But what is the significance of knowing that it is produced by five elements? This pot. What is the meaning of this pot? Does this have any significance other than mere a secular object? Because what is this pot? If I ask, generally people will say this is a pot and this is made of clay. And some people may say, if anybody has studied chemistry, he will say this is produced by certain atoms, some chemical things are there, and they will give the chemical composition of this pot. Some other people will say this weighs so much of grams. The weight is this much grams of weight. I don't know how many grams it will weigh. Maybe 250, 200 grams. Maybe, yeah. Or less. I don't know. So many grams it weighs. So like that people can talk. Is it all the meaning of this pot? Or is it having any greater meaning? Any meaning more than just being a secular object? The Shastra says it has a greater meaning. This pot is not just a secular object. It is divine. Because this pot has come from Ishvara. From the Ishvara, the five elements came. And the combination of the five elements is this pot. In other words, the five elements are not different from Ishvara. All the five elements are Ishvara. That is why in five temples, they worship Shiva as five elements. There is an Agni Linga, Vayu Linga. Like that lingas are there. Why? To assimilate the fact that Ishvara is, the five elements are nothing but Ishvara. And this pot is the combination of the five elements. And therefore, this pot is Ishvara. Pot is divine. Like that, everything in this world is divine, the Shastra says. And therefore, we don't have anything secular. No object is secular. Everything is divine. The Shastra drives home this point. That is why it talks of a lot of Srishti and all those things. To show that Ishvara is immanent in everything. The immanent aspect of Ishvara. Ishvara is immanent. Ishvara is in everything. We will stop here for today. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.